Attention professional truck drivers. Ruan is hiring full-time local drivers in Topeka. These positions support a dedicated customer with no-touch freight and a $10,000 sign-on bonus. We offer outstanding pay averaging over $1,500 per week starting, plus a weekly activity-based pay of $50 in performance and safety bonuses. You can also count on being home daily with occasional layovers. Now is the time to switch to Ruan. We're a family-owned company of 90 years that offers a benefits package that's hard to beat. Apply today by calling 800-TRY-RUAN. That's 800-TRY-RUAN. Or go to ruan.com/Topeka.
Shopify presents cool sheets from AHA to
lying awake while you bake isn't cool. I suffered from the wrong kind of hot in bed, heat-induced insomnia. That was my AHA moment. Bed sheets that keep you cool. Then I thought, how do I even sell bed sheets? That's when I had the idea that made it all possible, signing up on Shopify. With the help of Shopify's intuitive online store creator, I started selling sustainable bamboo sheets that keep cool year-round. And my cool idea became a reality. Hot sleepers around the world rejoice. Shopify makes it simple to keep your cool while starting and growing your business. Start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. From AHA to anything is possible.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
The 2022 midterms are right around the corner, and folks in Texas, just like everybody else, bracing for what may or may not occur. And you know, there are some things we've got to talk about that are just go beyond the candidates, I would think. The amount of money that is being wasted in state and federal governments is jaw-dropping. Do you realize back during the Bush administration, people like me we're stressing out about $5 trillion in national debt. We're at $31 trillion right now. The amount of irresponsibility that is present as it comes to fiscal policies, it cannot be overstated that we have some of the most feckless and irresponsible individuals running governments both on the federal and state level. It's like somebody turned drunken children turned over credit cards to drunken children with all apologies to drunken children. And they're just spending like there's no tomorrow. And maybe they know something we don't. I don't know. But at any rate, there is an issue with these people in government, and it doesn't matter which political party they belong to. They're always saying, yeah, give more money, more money, more money. And they'll even ask you, and they'll put it in colorful language like bonds. Yes, vote for this bond, vote for that bond. And now, while we're on the discussion of politics and the elections, I've got to say that the Republican Party has got to do some soul searching. The reason why they may, and I want to stress, may be the beneficiaries of a good election cycle has nothing to do with what the Republicans have been doing. Zero to do. The reason why Republicans are getting a second, third, and fourth look from the electorate is because the Democrats have been such colossal screw-ups. They have done such a complete job of messing up our lives, from the rule of law to the economy to foreign policy, everything that matters in our lives, the Democrat Socialist Party has screwed up. And it's not like the Republicans have been there with any alternatives. They have no policy prescriptions of their own. They just don't suck as badly as Democrats. And that's why I think they're going to have a fairly decent election year. And folks, I think some of the questions we've got to ask is how serious Republicans should be arraying themselves to basically position themselves as alternatives to Democrats, not those who are going to go along to get along with Democrats. One of those points of emphasis, I think, has to be, and we discussed this with the Texas Public Policy Foundation's Sherry Sylvester here some weeks back, I think an emphasis has to be placed on debates, on how we interact with the press, the biased press. A poll just came out saying that 59% of Americans believe the current press is a threat to our democracy. Can you believe that? Folks are getting the message. I've been screaming it from the rooftops, but now folks are realizing, man, my life is going to pot. And I can't tune into the news, the folks are saying, without them telling me how wonderful Democrats are. So Democrats, because of their terrible policies that have done great harm to the United States, they're on the run. And because the press has hitched their wagon, you can't tell the press from the radical Democrats, because the press has said, hey, we're basically Democrats just pretending to call ourselves journalists or pretending we're journalists. They're going down, too, in the estimation of we the people. I might as well give you the poll and the source. It was conducted October 9th through the 12th. It's a New York Times, one of the sponsors of this degradation of journalism, a New York Times Siena poll. Registered voters have demonstrated in multiple recent polls a concern that democracy is under threat in the United States. But a New York Times Siena poll shows that the direction of that threat is not singular or even partisan. In fact, among the voters who expressed that concern, more agreed the media was a threat than agreed on any other source individually, including Beijing Biden or President Donald J. Trump or the Republicans. So this poll says the biased press is the main threat to democracy. And you know what? President Trump was right. They are the enemy of we the people. Matt Rinaldi, the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, joins us next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Without further ado, let's get to our guest, Matt Rinaldi. He is the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, former Texas representative who spent 4 years in our legislature. Mr. Rinaldi, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Latest on the state of races around Texas. I'm sure you're looking at polling. I'm sure you're looking at how the Republican candidates statewide are doing, both federal elections and local elections. What are we looking at?
We're looking at a really good election. It's trending the right way at the right time. The Democratic Congressional Committee has pulled out of Monica De La Cruz Hernandez's race down in the Valley. They've effectively conceded that. We see the other two races are looking really strong as well, that we're targeting congressional races, and everything's looking really good. I mean, listen, anytime Texas governor's race looks better than the New York governor's race, you're pretty good.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a poll out of Fox that I wanted to get you to comment on. A Democrat strategist responding to Latinos swing toward the GOP. They said Latinos just don't like socialists. And that's where the Democrat Party is now. They are the party of socialism and communism and complete government control. The polls show that 73% of conservative Latinos support Republicans taking control of Congress in November. That's an astonishing number.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge number. But you're seeing that play out in the polling in the three South Texas districts right now, where it's looking like we're going to take at least two of three of those. You know, the big issues right now, crime, inflation, the border. And Democrats are wrong on all three of them. There was other polling as well saying, what do people care about? It's crime, inflation, the border. And then what do people think Democrats care about? And it was like climate change, gender ideology, and other things that, that people don't care about. So that's what we're seeing in this election. That's why the numbers are looking so good. I mean, think about it. When I said New York before, you're looking at Real Clear Politics turning the New York governor's race into a toss-up a month before the election.
Wow.
And the Connecticut senatorial race, which wasn't even supposed to be close, is now closer than the Texas gubernatorial election.
Was it Oregon or Washington that may have the governor's race up in the air out there as well, because there's an independent that is going to split the Democrat vote? They could actually elect a Republican out there.
Yeah, but what you're saying is almost discounting how well the Republican's doing, because the independent candidate is a pro-gun, very conservative former Democrat who's actually taking votes equally from the Democrat and the Republican.
Gotcha.
And right now, last I looked, the Republican was favored slightly to win that election. And to be honest, I do think the Republican's probably going to take that election. There's a lot of people pouring a lot of money towards the independent and the Republican to try to keep the Democrat out, because people are sick of what Portland looks like. Incidentally, it looks a lot like downtown Austin.
Well, yeah.
People don't like that either.
No, that's for sure. I sure as hell don't. But folks, we're talking to Matt Rinaldi. He is the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. You kind of took me where I wanted to go, because I don't know if you caught this over the weekend. Beth Van Dyne had a hit piece published on her by the Democrat Morning News. They are refusing to endorse in her race. And I spoke with her about this offline and basically said, well, how did they come to this determination? And they said, well, she said, I sat down with them for about an hour. And the first half hour of the conversation, the only thing they wanted to talk about was abortion and January 6th. They didn't want to talk about inflation. They didn't want to talk about the border. They didn't want to talk about crumbling foreign policy. They didn't want to talk about anything that mattered to our safety and security and our people's futures. And that's the impetus and the focus of the vast majority of press in the state of Texas. Doesn't that have to change?
Yeah, I mean, it does. We can't continue to have the country that we've enjoyed for so long with a press that is effectively in the tank for one of the political parties. I mean, it's effectively state-run media at this point. And what she had told me, by the way, is that the paper told her that they would not endorse anybody who voted not to certify electoral votes. It's like, well, did they endorsed Eddie Bernice Johnson several times.
Yep.
She voted not to certify election votes in the year 2000, so that isn't it. Now, they're in the tank for one political party. They've lost all credibility. Their credibility is at the lowest level that it's ever been, and will continue to be. We really do need to build up our institutions again, so that they're trustworthy, whether it be medicine, whether it be journalism. That's so very important going forward.
See, and that kind of leads me where I wanted to go about, you know, it's the Democrats love the biased press, whether they be in Houston, whether they be in North Texas, whether they be anywhere in the country. The Democrats love the fact that the press is populated with dedicated Democrats rather than dedicated journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, the only people who can do anything about that are Republicans. Let me give you an example. I had from the Texas Scorecard, Sherry Sylvester on with us last week, and she wrote a piece about the gubernatorial debate between Governor Abbott and Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. And she observed how the leftists who were part of the so-called press, they focused on all the issues that were important to them as Democrats. They didn't focus on any of the issues that were important to conservatives or to, I would rationalize, important to the vast majority of Americans, the issues that you and I had already brought up. So the solution in my mind is, well, the simple solution is to deny these Democrats access, to deny the Texas Tribune, to deny the Houston Comical, to deny the Democrat Morning News. You don't get access to Republicans unless and until you start conducting your affairs fairly. Is that a fair assessment on my part?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you see, like, for example, Ron DeSantis' office doing that in Florida fairly effectively. And we've tried to do that as well as a state party, rather not by organization necessarily, but by reporter. If the reporter is one that generally treats you fairly, you talk to them. And there's a lot of the local television news stations in Dallas that have reporters that treat Republicans fairly, but they have to stop. Like, for example, Texas Trib Fest with the Texas Tribune, which has basically been a super PAC for the Democrats here in Texas.
Yep.
You know, putting out ad after ad, you know, disguised as journalism. They have this fundraiser every year, and a bunch of Republicans go to it, and then they try to play to the Democratic crowd by trashing other Republicans while they're raising money for this organization. Stop. Just stop it. This does nothing. It does not help. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help Republicans. It needs to stop, and we need to start incentivizing a fair media again.
Matt Rinaldi, our guest right now, folks, he's the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. Ronna McDaniel on the national level has told the Commission on Presidential Debates, look, unless and until you guys institute policies that guarantee fairness, we're not showing up for your damn debates. Don't you think that has to happen in Texas as well? And I'll use the gubernatorial debate, the one and only, as a prime example. Don't Republicans have to start insisting, hey, look, let's all admit what we all know, which is you folks in the press and you moderators, you're all Democrats, and it's 2-1. So unless you allow, you know, guys in conservative media like myself, Mark Davis up in North Texas, and others to come on and ask a tough question of a Democrat, unless and until you concede to that, we're not going to show up. Doesn't that have to be the MO and the policy going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a member of the RNC as a state chair, and I voted for that policy with regard to presidential debates. I certainly support it with regards to state debates. The media is not your friend, and a lot of the times when you see Republicans doing very non-Republican things, it's to try to play to the left-wing media. You know, I was in Austin for 4 years as a member of the legislature, and when I talk to people, so many people down there really want the media to like them.
Yes.
A lot of when they're not acting conservative is to get the media to like them. They won't like you. They won't, no matter what you do for them. At best, you could be a useful idiot like Lynn Cheney.
Yes.
But they're not going to like you.
Yeah. And actually, Liz actually showed up to that Texas Tribune super PAC Democrat fest and said she was going to be committed to making sure that Carrie Lake didn't get elected as governor, among other things. The other thing I want to ask you about the emphasis of the Republican Party of Texas, unlike years past, I see. And maybe it's just my imagination. Maybe this is something that I just didn't pay attention to that closely in past cycles. There seems to be more emphasis now than ever in stopping this and not accepting this absurd contention that it's tradition in the state of Texas to put Democrats in charge of committees when they don't earn it at the ballot box, to give them more representation than they earn at the ballot box. Do you think that this is where the vast majority of the Republican caucus has drawn the line in the sand with their go-along-to-get-along leadership, saying this will no longer be accepted because we know why you do it, and it's not going to be, and now the people know?
Yes, by the way, the Republican Party of Texas has not only not gone along with that, we are actively opposing it as one of our top priorities going into the year. This is an idea that, if it ever had a time, that time is over right now. You have Democrats right now, a president that's otherizing anybody who disagrees with him politically. You have Democrats calling for the arrest of people who disagree with them. You have people who protest abortion clinics getting their homes raided by the FBI and being taken away from their families in the middle of the night, while people who firebomb abortion clinics aren't even getting investigated. This is a very dangerous time for our country, for conservatives, for people who love their country, and it's absolutely inconceivable that any Republican would get elected to office and appoint members of the party that hates them to lead the state of Texas after the Democrats lost an election and the Republicans won. Absolutely inconceivable and makes no sense whatsoever.
Let's you and I have a moment of honesty and let the folks peek behind the curtain as to why this happens. There are, air quotes, Republicans who get elected, and many of these, air quotes, Republicans are in leadership in Austin, and they are not on board with conservative policies, i.e. the elimination of taxpayer-funded lobbyists, the elimination of the institution, rather, of school choice. So what they do is they appoint Democrats in charge of these committees, and these chairmen, these Democrat chairmen, kill this type of legislation, this Republican slash conservative legislation, before it has a chance to even get voted on. And then the Republicans point to the Democrats saying, oh, see, it was all the Democrats' fault. It wasn't our fault. That's the game. And that game has to stop, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the uniparty in full display, right? They just do it a little more clearly here in Texas. If the Republican Party, listen, as chair of the Republican Party of Texas, everybody needs to go out and vote. Everybody needs to go out and vote for every Republican on the ballot, because I've never seen an election where it matters more.
Right.
You know, your very existence and your family's future is dependent on it. Now, every other Republican is going out and saying the same thing, and then a bunch of them are going into the state house and putting Democrats in charge of powerful committees. Well, if you're telling me that during the campaign and then putting Democrats in charge, you don't really believe that they're dangerous, do you? No, they are dangerous. Crime, the border, every institution in our country is completely out of control. Democrats need to lose power. And that includes the Texas House of Representatives, where they haven't even earned it in an election.
Well, and this begs the final question here on this. What leverage can the Republican Party of Texas bring to bear on the, air quotes, Republicans who are in leadership, who would be making these decisions? And let's just be honest, it's in the House, who would be making these decisions in the Texas House. Is there any type of political pressure that you can bring as the organization, or are you going to need the folks behind you?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, people are cognizant in office of what the grassroots cares about, what they think. They sometimes disregard it, but they always know about it. When I was in the state house, everybody knew about everybody in their district. It influenced more than like 20 people,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, they would get text messages and they would say, oh gosh, Betty's mad. It would be like, who's Betty?
Yeah.
Betty is the lady who runs this group in my district. Everybody knows what's going on in their district. They know the pulse of the grassroots. That's why they vote for abortion bills. Pro-life bills that they didn't want to vote for necessarily. They vote for pro-gun bills that they didn't want to vote for necessarily because they're scared of the voters in primaries. We have that power. This needs to be an issue that we speak up about and that we say, if you vote for Democrat chairs, you are not getting reelected to your post, period.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And you know what? Let's just call a spade a spade. Democrats abandon their post. Democrats abandon Texas. Democrats abandon their constituents. Why would you want to give members of that political party whose first inclination is to abandon the state of Texas, why would you want to give them any power whatsoever?
Not only abandon, but are actively stating in public that they believe that members of our congressional delegation should be arrested.
Yeah.
Or our senators should be arrested. This is even more serious than just, oh, we disagree with them. They want you put in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to criminalize conservatism, which is, again, you don't give these people power. They don't earn at the ballot box when they want to criminalize your belief system. So, Mr. Rinaldi, if folks want to help the Republican Party of Texas, if they want to help make sure that Republicans get across the finish line to, praise God, implement conservative policies that will save us rather than victimize us, where can they go?
www.texasgop.org.
All right. Did we miss anything?
No. I think we hit everything. I think it's going to be a good November, and looking forward to talking to you after.
Stay in touch, man, and hopefully we'll get you on before we head to the polls. I'm going to be heading to the polls on the 8th officially, but hopefully we can talk to you before then, okay?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you later.
And that there is going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast, folks. Early voting started already in Texas. And, of course, Election Day is November 8th, a day of reckoning for all the harm the Democrat Party has done to the United States. I hope it's a day of reckoning. A couple of websites I want you to stay in touch with. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. All the news that impacts Texas. And if it impacts Texas, it's going to impact these United States. Also, go to ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can leave me a voicemail, an email. You can figure out how to book me for a speech. It's all there. Also, track us down on the Chris Salcedo Shows. The first one on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. That's in the morning. It's a radio show, and there's an app for that. So you can hear it all over our blessed land. Also, you can find us at Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. And folks, spread the word, if you will, about the podcast. Until we visit again, remember this: a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Dale un toque de otoño a tu closet con JCPenney. Con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.